Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Many of you listening today are struggling after experiencing a great loss in your life. It might have been the loss of a loved one, a job, a relationship, or your sense of safety or normalcy. Whatever it is, loss often leaves us reeling and wondering how we could possibly go on. I want you to know that it's completely normal to feel overwhelmed, sad, lonely, angry after a loss. There's no right way to grieve, no set timeline for healing, but there are healthy ways we can deal with loss. Ways that gradually ease our pain and help us find meaning again. That's what I want to focus on. Let's start by considering some wise words from the Bible. In John, Jesus tells his followers, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." A car accident or a cancer diagnosis certainly is trouble. But here Jesus gives us hope. By overcoming sin and death, he helps us to find strength to overcome our struggles too. Another great verse is Psalm 34:18, where it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." When we feel broken by loss, we can find comfort knowing that God draws close to us in those moments. I don't know about you, but I need that. Reading a verse doesn't take pain away, though, instantly. Healing is a journey. So let's talk about some practical, healthy ways to deal with loss. First, it's important to be patient with the grieving process and allow yourself time. People would say to me after my brother died, "He was my best friend and I lost him," and people would say, "Chin up, he wouldn't want you sitting around moping all day." Well, that was not very helpful advice. Sure, I know my brother wanted me to move on, but forcing myself to get over it right away would just lead to more pain. I had to stop judging myself for what I should feel, and over time I began to heal. As part of the grieving process, I encourage you to open up to your friends and family who are supportive. It really helps when someone listens without judgment. It feels good to laugh about everyday memories. So lean on your loved ones, share some memories, laugh together and cry together. Another great way to deal with loss is by taking time to reflect and find meaning. After my brother's funeral, I wrote down all my favorite stories about him, all the good times we shared together, the way he was my rock when my dad passed away, the many times that he made me laugh. Remembering those things helped me honor my brother, even though he's gone. I could see the impact that he had left on my life. If you're struggling to find meaning after a loss, I want to illustrate the grieving process with a metaphor, a comparison. Sometimes visualizing your grief as a journey can help you identify where you're at and where you hope to go. Imagine your loss as a dense fog that hits in an instant. It clouds your vision. You grope around in the gloom, you're confused, you're disoriented. In time, the dense fog very gradually changes into more of a mist. Sadness still hangs in the air, but things get a little bit clearer. Slowly at first, and then more quickly, the mist evaporates. The sun breaks through, and you feel its warmth. Things around you are coming into focus, it's getting clearer. And then one morning that you realize that somewhere along the way, you started moving ahead again. The fog lifted, but you still carry droplets of grief with you. When a song comes on the radio that your loved one would have liked, or you catch a whiff of that familiar cologne, droplets may still form, but more and more you feel ready to move on. Somehow things get brighter again. Maybe you identify with parts of that comparison, or maybe your own inner journey looks entirely different. There's no right script to follow, but I hope visualizing the grieving process as a winding path helps you identify where you're at now and offers hope for sunnier days ahead, even if sadness is still there. As we walk this journey of grief and find meaning in the midst of pain, it's important we take good care of ourselves along the way. Rest, eat, lean on your support system. I also cannot emphasize enough the power of prayer. God invites us to cast all our cares on Him, so don't hesitate to do that. Read the Bible. Psalm 147 says, "God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." We can trust God to strengthen us, comfort us, heal our broken hearts. He walks with us. I hope these thoughts and suggestions offer you comfort and practical hope if you're dealing with loss in your own life. If you'd like additional resources or just want a listening ear as you walk this road, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. My cell phone is 815-579-5189. 815-579-5189. You don't need to do this alone. God has victory over death and sorrow, and best of all, He is Emmanuel, God with us. Every step of the grief journey until the light fully breaks through. So although tears may linger for a while, joy awaits you just around the bend. It's coming, my friend.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.